Jinshi Deshima, number 13, Olds Grizzlies.
Wearing 17 tonight, maybe a little extra luck in the holiday uniforms, perhaps. Jinshi, just talk about your team and your start here tonight and coming out and getting out to the 2-0 lead against a solid Canmore team that you guys are looking to get some revenge against.
Yeah, we obviously came out flying, obviously lost to them Saturday, looking for some revenge, came out in our nice jerseys. Boys were pumped, and we came out firing. It was a good game.
So you get a shorthanded chance there with Connor Seeley. What did you see on that play?
I just saw him far side, just a nice 2-on-1. I thought I'd hit him early, hope for it back. Exactly what happened, just me and the goalie.
Yeah, and on 2-on-1s, something I've talked about for years, is once you get across the blue line, move it quick, and then things develop. Exactly. How much do you guys focus on, making sure you're doing those kind of things?
Yeah, tactics is huge. Obviously, we're looking to score more goals every game, and I think that's just a key to help us score more.
But so you get a 2-0 lead. They obviously fight back in the third period, and then some wild moments in overtime, and then an 11-round shootout. So have you ever been a part of anything that was as crazy as that, with the goaltenders making all the saves right to the end?
Yeah, nothing like that where it goes 11 rounds, no goals, but we had a good game and we came out fighting and we earned that win.
Your captain, Connor Seeley, picks up a couple of assists here tonight. He's 1 point shy of 20 points. You now have 20 points on the season. You're one of four players on this team that has that kind of production so far. Obviously, Connor has also had some overtime moments and now gets a shootout moment here tonight. What did you see when he went in the 11th round tonight?
He obviously just came in right side and I don't know, he kind of messed up, fumbled it, but it went in, so that's all that counts, all that matters.
So found a way. He's been clutch for you guys, though, a number of times this year. What leads to his ability to come through in those situations, do you think?
Yeah, he's always putting in the extra work. Obviously, captain clutch. He's come up for a big couple overtime wins and tonight's shootout win.
And tonight you get a first Alberta Junior Hockey League goal from a young player in your lineup. I'm always amazed when we start seeing 2008 and numbers like that in the lineup. So a 16-year-old in Caden Hayes gets a goal tonight. What did you see from Caden in his debut?
He was amazing. He came out and just confidence all night, scored his goal, even got a chance in a shootout, which is great. I thought he had an awesome game and helped us all night.
You bet. And in that, in wearing the Santa-themed uniform there, Santa, in being Ben Dardis tonight, delivered for you guys. What did you see from Ben? 47 saves in 65 minutes, and then all 11 saves in the breakaways.
Yeah, this wins nothing. Well, Ben obviously got to owe him. We owe him big. He's always come up big for us when we need him, and it's great.
The team has three games left before the holiday break, but you've already exceeded your win total from all of last year. As a player who was here last year, what does that mean in terms of progress for this organization, do you think?
It's obviously big, big things ahead. We have a great roster and can't wait to finish up these last three games and have a break, hopefully end hot before the break and come out running in January.
You bet. And last one for you. Great holiday fashion there that you guys wore tonight. What did you think of those uniforms?
I love those jerseys. Obviously helped to get another win in them Tuesday against Calgary and keep on going.
Excellent. Well, keep your going, gents. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you very much.